If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I be rolling with you, mommy, I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie, it be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. She so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. It's your boy, Ra One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And I'm your boy, and I get up here each and every week, and I do the exact same thing. I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. But tonight, again, I don't have any guests tonight, right? So I know last week I didn't have a guest, too, because something happened with the scheduling, so the guests couldn't come on. Today, I had a guest scheduled, but not too long ago, they said they couldn't make it, so it's cool. But the thing I do want to say is that today's show is the 111th show, 111, right? Very significant for a lot of reasons, right? Because this is the actual show, well, the last show of the season. This is the last show of 2024. It's the last show of season two. And I come back January 7th with the start of season three. And I have guests already lined up. And we're going into some different things in the platform coming up, right? But definitely, I am grateful to make it to 111 shows. But here's the thing. I want people to know this too. When it comes down to the platform thing, I know how some things happen in life where, you know, you have these visions and these dreams of things, and you just, you know, man, you jump out there and you do them, and then for some reason something may come up, things happen, life happens, and then you no longer do it. And then every now and then you get the nudge. In between that time, you get the nudge to be like, man, I need to be doing this. And then you find the courage to start over again. Because technically, that's what it takes. It takes courage to pick up something that you started before, because most people that picked up things that they started and it didn't work out to the way that they felt it was, they felt like it was a failure, or they felt like it wasn't what they were supposed to do. It's not, you know, a part of their life. It's just a dream, you know, boom, boom, boom. That's what all these people say. But I want to know, like, you know, everything that we ever accomplish in life started off as some type of dream or vision, or at least a thought that you had in your head. And things have came true. You have been able to take things that's in your head and create them out here in 3D where you can touch it tangible. I don't care what it is. If some people are great with their hands, so some people think of things and they can create it. There's a lot of people that do DIY stuff, right? And they're really good at it. They might not make money off of it. It might not be something that they, you know, do as a living, but it's just something that's in them to be able to do. So they do it and they're really good at it. And, you know, I always equate that to what makes a person special. And I think having the ability to start over and not be afraid, being unapologetic, or just being, you know, so aware of maybe a purpose that sometimes you realize that, you know, to pick it back up again is just as heroic as the first time that you tried something. So even with Sparking Conversation, when I first started it, I got up to about episode 9. I was doing it in person and I had guests come through. I was doing it once a week. And I went different directions. because I started a comedy platform in that same space that I had the podcast in, and I helped produce a different podcast at the same time. So I had picked up those things, right? And I didn't focus on my own podcast, because something about me and what I've learned over the years is that sometimes when you be a giver, right, and you are a supporter, and you support people's dreams and visions alongside yours, because you low-key want the same support in return. And I think I had to learn that, you know, just because I do things a certain way doesn't mean that other people are going to do it too. So because I support people in the way that I may want it in return, it doesn't mean that it's going to come from those people. And that's what I had to learn, right? You know, doing things out the kindness of your heart, not bringing up things that you do for people, not trying to, or don't do things based on condition. I personally gave up on sparking conversation at a time when I should have stayed vigilant at it. But I wanted to support other things, and I wanted to support other people, and I also had vision of replacing that space with other things. Because look, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man, it's a lot of things that I do, but at the same time, I probably shouldn't have stopped. Hindsight, but now going back to it in the space that I am now with having Sparking Conversation and be able to make it right now to 111 shows, you know, I personally knew, or I know so many different times that I know people have saw me in on social media starting something or having something that they might have expected it not to go, like, or for me to not do it. And you know what's crazy to me too is that when I see people in person and I don't see it, that I haven't seen in a long time, like maybe up the course of a couple of years now, we just run across each other on social media. But it was one point in time where we was active and I was around people a lot more. And so whenever I do see them, they always say things like, "Dag, man, it's good to see that you're still pushing. It's good to see that you're doing different things. It's good to see that you're still in the grind." Now, at the same time, it lets me know that people do see it, because, you know, I see all the views and stuff, but I do understand that without likes and comments, you don't really know who's watching your stuff, whether they support you or not, whether it's a reason that they feel like they support you. Most people who know you, they see what you do and they recognize it, but the support thing don't come, because it almost, they almost see you as not competition, but they also see you as that they don't want to help you get to a next level because of where they are in themselves. So it's very hard for a person that even knows you that may see your stuff come across their timeline, or they may even listen to it and try to find something out of it, and they might share it, or they might know that you're doing something and they might share it. Because here's the thing, I've seen so many people come together. Like when I used to throw parties and events, you know, people would come out for that, something that they had to pay for. Come into, they will support that in a heartbeat. But then I noticed that when it comes down to this content and being online and doing things that don't cost people nothing, it's just energy that they have to spend, which would be either hitting the like button, typing a comment, using a GIF as a comment, or just sharing a joint on their timeline, or if not that, just sharing it in a group or something like that. Because Facebook got thousands of groups. And they got niche groups, so that's based on certain things. So a person can easily find a reason to just throw your joint on there and support you, but they don't, right? So the fact that you are going to get in something is very, you know what I'm saying, important that you realize that too. Like, yo, listen, it may not work out to where a lot of people are going, you know, support what you got going on. Or you may find yourself in a position where you're like, damn, yo, I love what I'm doing, but I don't really understand if it's being received a certain way. But then you find out, oh yeah, no, it is, because the people just don't respond. All right, so a lot of times people don't respond till they see a whole bunch of other people respond. That's just how it always goes. It's just like music. Most people don't hop on a wave of somebody's song until everybody hop on it. Before everybody hops on it, it's either good, or okay, or it's whack. But once everybody jump on a record, now everybody is on it. So that's the same thing with anything else that becomes popular. Some people don't want to be the first to be the people that say, yo, I was around, or I shared your shit in the beginning. Because look, they may think that they're not going to get that same love in return. And that's what I said I had to figure out about myself. Like, yo, whenever you do things and you do things because it's who you are, and then whenever it's not reciprocated, it makes you think about, are you doing the right thing? And you should never have to question yourself about who you are. So in order for you to do that, sometimes you got to be unapologetic about your life. You know, even if you share life with people, you got to be unapologetic about your life, which means that it can't be nobody else's fault why you don't succeed. So for me, not restarting Sparking Conversation, it really couldn't be nobody else's fault. No matter how much I try to put it on all of these other things that I thought to do first, it's nobody else's fault if it don't succeed. It's only mine, because all I have to do is stay consistent. We have substance. I have great guests on the platform, and we consistent. And that's the main thing, is being consistent, not worrying about, you know, how it's going to look tomorrow. Look, a lot of times when people get in front of these cameras and stuff, what they got going on behind the scenes in real life, you know, they might not even feel like doing the certain things that they're doing, but they keep pushing through, because that's what perseverance is about. Most people don't recognize great qualities in people because they don't come behind a dollar sign. Remember, most people only count success based on if they can see how visually how much money you have. And the sad thing about it, that also ties in for the people around you. They don't see your stuff as important as it may be for them if it doesn't attach itself to a dollar amount, because most people think that it has to be an instant gratification. And that's the same thing that social media has provided people with, the access to get instant gratification. So if you take a guy like me, this is the 111th episode. If a person that was really in the background or somebody that was looking at this would say, yo, he had 100-something episodes, but I know these people over here, they only had 40-something, and they got big sponsors, and they got all this. So they may compare, or they may capture, or may say, like, yo, maybe because the things that you're doing is not bringing in money, that you shouldn't do that. And that's when you realize about the people that you got around you, the people that you have in your life, that you have the wrong people in your life. That's it. It's not that they are bringing something, because most people feel like they're keeping it real with you. That's their thing. Anytime people can only tell you about something negative or come to you when it's something that they can, that is negative, and they hide behind the fact of, oh, I'm just keeping it real with you, is because deep down inside they really don't believe in you. Because most people that would see you going through something, even if it's not where it would be, if they believed in you, they would encourage you to keep going. Because everybody that has a success story has a story of how they had to persevere. They had to make it through something. We talk a lot about what's going on with people out here. Let's take all these things that's happening with the industry, right? Film and entertainment. If you look at all these people, but some of their stories before they got there, yo, these people went through the most. Now, maybe they changed once they got there. That part is, it is what it is, right? Because some people have never been nothing, even in their whole life, but they tried something, they became more than what they've ever been, and yeah, they might have wilded out. But if you take Tyler Perry's story, for example, now, I understand that he's in the news for other things right now, but let's get past that. Let's just think about, you know, the conglomerate that he was able to build as somebody that had to sleep in their car before. Now, whoever was around him before gave up on him too. Now, just remember that. There's so many people that are successful right now that there have been people that have been right there with them in their worst times, and they stepped on their neck because they was in their worst time. And the worst thing about being a man, too, is that whenever you're down in a situation and then people do step on your neck when they know you down, or they look at the things that's going on in your life and count it based on where they think you're not successful or not, it changes the way that you view certain people and having certain places that you want to put them in your life. And that's why people think you act funny, or they think you change once something takes place, and they forget, like, yo, listen, you don't remember all of this that happened when the shit was not popping? You don't remember the things that you said? You don't remember the way that you acted towards it? And now that it is, you want me to react like it? No, it's not that. Like, that's the same thing that we talked about last week when it came to Trump. Like, I hear so many people, they say, oh, just because they went after him, he shouldn't go after people. He should be the bigger person. But nobody said that about the person who was going after him. Like, they didn't say the same thing. It's only when the rabbit got the gun that everybody is sitting up here talking about, oh, well, no, you shouldn't shoot. Yeah, I've been shooting you, and yeah, I've been doing this all to you, but you shouldn't do it to me because you should be better than me. Like, no, nigga, you should have been better than you. Because if you would have been better than you, then you wouldn't be on nobody's target. You wouldn't be on nobody's list. And I want people to understand that. It's hard for people not to keep mental notes of people who really don't support them when they know they're in the grind. Because a lot of times people are in the grind because it's their purpose. That's why they continue to do things, even if it don't produce a certain dollar amount. If you don't believe in them, you should not be around them. I mean, you should remove yourself, because at some point, they're going to remove themselves from you. It's only a matter of time. It's not like it's something that is just going to continue to be. No. When you got people in your life that's really trying to do something and they believe it wholeheartedly and they on their way to doing it, and you feel like it's not where you think it should be at a certain time, so you don't support them the right way, don't be surprised that when they do get to a certain place that they remember how you treated them. Just remember that. Right. If you got people in your life that's hustling and they about something and they trying something, try your best to support them as much as possible, because at the end of the day, supporting them is supporting yourself, because it's the energy. You want that energy. The energy that we put out into the universe is what is reciprocated. That's what I had to learn. It's not just the energy you put into people. It's what you put in the atmosphere. So if you are doing things because this is who you are, then you don't have to worry about the people you do it for. Then the universe is going to send people around to bring it to you. It don't have to be the exact people that you helping. It's so many people out here that is considered heroes. You know what they did? They helped somebody that was in a car accident. And then they themselves has never been in a car accident. So they can't look for somebody to come help them now because they never been in that position. But what I'm saying to you is not like blessings is not going to come around for them. So many people count karma, but they don't count blessings. And I it's the negativity for me. Because people are so easily and quick to always talk about a karmic situation. They'll bring up something in regards to karma, but they don't bring up stuff in regards to blessing. Look, a lot of times people's karma get canceled out because they've been such a blessing to other people that sometimes it gets canceled out. What about that part? But that's the part that people don't focus on. When you're around people and they only focus on the negative part, glass half empty, glass half full. That's it. So I'm just going to put it to you like this. I'm thankful to have reached 111 shows, right? I'm glad that the last show of the season tonight is 111, because 111, it's a lot of meanings behind that number, right? So let's look that up real quick. I had it set up already, but, you know, of course, you know how that go when you start running your mouth, you know, stuff go away. So we want to look at the meaning, and I know most of y'all already know this, and some people don't believe in numerology, astrology, all that other stuff, and I understand, you know, that's cool that you don't believe in it, because a lot of people don't believe in stuff. Just because they don't believe in it don't mean it's not real. A lot of people don't believe in extraterrestrials and stuff like that. Don't mean it ain't real. A lot of people don't believe in a lot of shit. Don't mean that it ain't real or that it don't believe in you. But let's read this. So in numerology, seeing the angel number 111 is often interpreted as a sign of new beginnings, opportunities, positive change, and alignment with your thoughts and desires. So if you kind of put that into a perspective, whenever you see these numbers a lot, I see this number a lot, not just throughout the day, I mean throughout weeks, these particular lineup of numbers, 11, 11, and 111. I see it all the time. So to have my very last show that ends up, wind up being on 111, and we going into the new year, and all of the things that I've been through this year, it's just so much more affirmation that gives me the push and the drive to keep going, in spite of who may believe in me or not, right? In spite of who people may look at me and say, damn, you're not there yet, so while you're not there, then, hey, I'm going to act like this. And so I get it. Or the people who, you know, that just kindly drift off when they feel like you ain't doing as much as you were maybe at one time before. You know, all of these things happen. And family, too. Family distance themselves from you, too, whenever they feel like you ain't in a certain space. But then when you get signs like this, and when you get things that go on in your life, and you get affirmations from the spiritual space, not so much from the physical, from the people around you, but when you get that stuff from the spiritual space, and it helps you to keep moving, and it helps you to keep going, even when everything around you looks like it's going to shit. And then there's a lot of us who stuff ain't really going to shit, but they make it like it is because they want to seem like they got it so bad. And then in actuality, they got it way better than a lot of people. But to them, it's bad because they want to be bad. They wanted to be in a space where they can say that they're going through something when they're really not. I'm telling y'all, man, you got to be careful. Be careful about your emotions. Be ready to go into the new year with a better sense of how to guard your emotions and how to be in more control of your emotions and to not be afraid to let go. I think at the certain space that I am, it comes to a point in time where you have to be willing to let go. You have to be willing to let people go and that serve you no good, or they not, and you know, serving you, or they're not a part of the purpose. Because you have to be, you know, and I can only speak for men. I can't speak for women when it comes to this. But as a man, like you only got that one chance, not that one chance. I'm gonna take that back. You only get this one title of who you are as a man, and that's just either you a leader or you not. And then if you're having trouble with the people that you may be around, whether it's the people you work with, the people on your side hustle, the people in your house, the people in your family, immediate or maybe not so immediate, your in-laws, whatever all that is, if people around you are in that space or you're in that space and they don't want to follow the lead that you are leading, then it's also a thing for you to make decisions as well, too. You don't have to live in misery because people are not following or they don't believe in the leadership that you bring. It's always people out there who want to be in the space that you're in. You just got to be willing to want yourself to be in these spaces. We waste so much time thinking that we're losing something, but we're not. You know, the grass is greener on the other side is not just pertaining to people in personal relationships. That goes for jobs. That goes for all kind of things that you feel like. You know, the key word in that is that always. It's not that it never is. Sometimes the grass is greener and sometimes the grass is real. And you got to be willing to differentiate between the two. Not the fact that you shouldn't go figure out if it's grass over there or not. That's the point. You won't know if the grass green or not if you don't go take the chance to go find out. So that's life. So let's change it a little bit because, like I said, you know, this is the last show of the year. And I want to make sure that I don't leave y'all with nothing besides my personal rant. You know, shout out to all the sponsors. Shout out to all the people who download the audio version of this podcast. Shout out to the people in the comments already. We got the Roadshow. Let me see what they said real quick. You see, a lot of people don't understand there's a difference between networking and competing. And podcasting networking is so crucial, but too many view it as competition instead of cross-promotion. And that's a real fact. That's a real fact because when people got platforms, what they do, you know, they try to find a way to go viral real quick. So they look for the story to go viral versus creating the stories, right? Or allowing the stories to come to them. And that's the one thing that I do in my I interview other people with platforms. And not only that, here's another thing about cross promotion. When somebody puts you in something that you are in and it's on there and they take the time to chop it up for you, create shorts for you, tag you in these videos, why wouldn't you guys share it? And this is one thing that bothers me. I hope this changes in 2025. But even me personally, I've had so many guests on this platform who have been going through things, who really want to get the word out about the things that they're going through, but they do not use social media the way that it's supposed to be used. They'll put up a post or something for sympathy or empathy, but then they won't share the things that is telling their story. They want people to know what's going on with them without them telling them. I don't understand that. I don't understand the mentality of do for me. Most people have this mentality that they want people to do it for them versus them being a part of what is being done for them because it'll get done faster. if you work together, one thing about teamwork is that the people who, you know, yeah, maybe in certain things that whether the star or whoever the leader is going to get the bulk of what's going on. If people are not winning like they supposed to, they always put the pressure on the person that they feel like is the leader. I get it. In basketball, before they get rid of the players on the court, they'll get rid of the coach. And the coach ain't the one out there on the court, but they'll get rid of the coach in a heartbeat. So that's the thing about I'm saying when it comes down to life. Remember, people get rid of the leader. They'll get rid of them if they feel like he's not doing what they want to do. And that's why I feel like when it comes down to being a leader and working with other leaders, like cross promotion should be the number one thing that most leaders think about and want to do. Let's help each other. I promote. Look, if I'm on your platform and you tag me in a video, I'm going to share the joint. I'm not going to just share my stuff because it's just me. I'm going to share the joint because, look, I share the videos right now, my guests, that ain't just me. I share them with them in it, and they don't. So I don't get it. But I hope in 2025, people get the message of moving forward. Like, if you really got a business and you really want numbers and you want people to view it, that cross-promotion is the way to go. You share other people's stuff, they'll share yours. And if they don't share it with the right intentions, then people will still see it. Because one thing about it, we got to realize a lot of times people don't see your content if they don't interact with you anyway. I don't care how many friends you got on your friend list. You got 5,000 friends on your friend list. And you could have followers too. The followers on me, oh, let's speaking of followers, I want to congratulate myself, if I can, for having 8,000 followers. Now, when I started off 2024, I had somewhere around 6,000 followers, I think. So throughout the course of the year, we done gained 2,000 and something followers, which I know most people get more than that in a day. I understand that. But for me, you know, look, all I do is promote this stuff. All I do is promote this work. And to be able to get 2,000 followers in a year, to me, that's pretty dope. Because then what's going to happen in 2025? Then we going for 4,000. So if we could get 4,000 going on, then we just keep going. That's the power of consistency, because the more you water your plants, the more it's going to grow. So let's talk about a few things when it comes to what we water in. We know that out here, we would think so much about, well, let's talk about finances for a little bit, because in the sense of all of us that do work 9-to-5s or people who do work 9-to-5s, and, you know, ever since income tax has been established way back, you know, in the 40s, whenever they came out with the whole income tax thing and they kept moving it through, when at one point, you know, Americans didn't pay income tax on the wages that they earned. And now that we are the group of people, or the people who are 9-to-5s, are the people who work 40 hours a week and they get taxed before they even get their money touched. And, you know, I wonder if people even really know where their money goes. Like, what does your money pay for? Because so many moms, well, I could say parents, but I have to say moms, because on my show, I've had only moms that has dealt with the loss of a child due to law enforcement. And I think about how often that happens, but I also think about how they get paid. They get paid by the very people that they are unaliving. And I don't understand, like, whenever we get outraged, we don't get outraged about the things that would bring us together. We get more outraged about the things that separate us, because let's face it. What I found a statistic that was really sad to me this week. And that statistic was, right now, do y'all know only 6% of government employees report to work? Like, actually literally show up to Washington to do anything? Do you know that there's some people who don't even live in Washington, but their job says that they do? They live in other states and other cities, and they still getting paid everything that they normally get paid, and they don't even go to work. They say it's only part-time employees that really show up in Washington right now. So only 6%. Of the state, the government that people pay for, their taxpayers go to these people's salary. Only 6% of those people even show up to work. I wonder if y'all knew that. Did y'all know that? Huh? all the people that went out there and voted, and all the people that that went out there and voted to the point where you were upset about voting. Did you know where your money was going while you were up trying to figure out how you, what color of a person you gonna vote for? Did you know that your money was going towards people who don't even go to work, but you do? Did you know that? You know what I'm saying? And yo, double salute to you too. Breaking the Silence podcast. How y'all doing? How you doing, Nikki Nicole? Yeah, definitely, man. Good to see you too. I appreciate you. And yo, listen, I'm telling y'all, man, do y'all ever think about that? Like only 6% of the people go to work that y'all pay for each and every day, man. And I wonder, you know, I wonder. Because I know that recently, the biggest thing in the news has been the CEO of United Healthcare getting murdered in New York, in Manhattan. Tom, you know, it right there and early in the morning, too. I can't really even say it was broad daylight, but, you know, it was mad early in the morning. The sun was on his way up. And he got took out by a guy named, you know, Luigi. And, you know, the thing that's going on that's crazy is the fact that, you know, look, it's a lot of people who are in support of what the kid did because of what happened with their family. Now, I've seen a bunch of things going on out here. You know, people hate accountability for some reason. I think that's just like the new disease, accountability, because so many people are upset the fact that he got killed because they kept saying, yo, he's a father, he's a brother, he's a you know, he's an uncle to people, he's a businessman, they talk about all the things that make him who he is. And then on the flip side, he's also the guy that makes the rules. He's also the guy that is responsible for a lot of people not getting certain things covered because of the, think about this. When I tell y'all this all the time. Whenever y'all work for companies, big companies, Fortune 500 companies, if you know that there's inflation and you know that they're not trickling that money down to y'all, they just allowing y'all to do dumb shit like work from home, be hybrid and all that. So you just taking it because you feel like they're giving you something. And you guys don't ask for no money. And then you look at their quarterly revenue sheets, or you go, even if you go to at the end of the year, you go check out their profits because all companies have to report it. Y'all don't even go see that they in the green. Y'all don't go see that. Y'all work for these big companies and not seeing that profit margin, they in the green. But why are they in the green? Like United Healthcare has been in the green. Why? All that money that they've been saving. Why? Because they haven't been paying for people's services and the services that people have. And they've been denying them, saying that it's not a need for them to be paid for by the insurance company, denying claims. People are going to take matters into their own hands. I don't understand why we don't understand that. Like, you cannot do it. You just can't keep doing stuff to people and expect them not to do nothing bad. You can't push people and then tell them not to shoot you. I'm just saying, I'm not condoning what the cat did when he went and, you know, and did what he did to the dude from United Healthcare. I'm not condoning what he did. I'm saying, do anybody want to know, does the reason why he did it even matter? Because if it does matter, then these are the reasons why he did it. Yo, fam, he's one of millions of people who just said, yo, I'm sick of this. Yo, fam, yo, stop playing. My family. And to be honest, the dude came from money. He graduated from one of the most expensive schools, and he has all these degrees and all these other things. So fam didn't come from poverty. The one who's Luigi, my man who went out there and pulled the trigger, he didn't come from poverty. He had to be triggered by things that was happening to people around him that he cared so much about that he would risk his own life to take the life of a person who he felt like was personally responsible for the people in his life not being here no more because they were denied coverage, right? Or they were denied, you know, claims and stuff like that because of the fact that they said that the insurance company's like, nah, we good on that. We ain't paying for that. And then, boom, people are not here no more. But, you know, you got to put those things in perspective. It's accountability. It's nothing for these people. You know, they've been screaming it for the longest about how people have been denied for their services that they're paying for. And nobody wanted to hear it. right? Because it wasn't affecting them. But then as soon as he go out here and do what he did, now he the number one trending thing. Everybody, you know, is up in arms about the situation that's on the media side. But then there are people in real life who are clapping and cheering for this guy. This guy's like a hero to them because of what they dealt with. I don't know. I think it's something to explore. I think it's something that people need to pay attention to, right? That you better figure out a way to get a grip on certain things that's happening to people every day here, because there are going to be people that's going to take it to the next level. We got to get in front of that. Same thing with these police officers. Look, you guys are not going to continue to just keep getting away with unarmed, unarmed civilians. It's not going to happen. Y'all need to take this example and just, you know, just look at it from that perspective, because, you know, police, y'all got mad other stuff on y'all little utility belt that y'all can use and not have to murder nobody. So I'm saying y'all got other ways that y'all could get people to chill out and relax. That little taser, that take, not little, I've been not even disrespecting. That taser, that stun gun and all that, that'll put a person in a little pretzel. So nah, we understand that. So I'm saying y'all take this as an example. Y'all get in front of it. Stop playing with people. You're not going to be able to keep doing things to people and they're not going to push back. I'm just telling y'all. Right? So we got to figure this out. We got to change the game. Let's talk about another thing that's crazy, right? Artificial intelligence is mad smart, and it's getting smarter by the day. Not by the decade, not by the year. That shit getting smarter by the day. But I reported maybe like a month ago about the, you know, the AI that convinced this kid to go ahead and commit suicide in order for him, that was the only real way that they could be together. And, you know, fam took that as a thing. And I always try to give this point out. You know, women, y'all think that men are really out here getting to it and they getting women and they don't know it don't work like that, yo. A lot of these women are chasing the same dudes. Like, they only want a certain type of dude. Most women out here are going after dudes based on a preference, not a standard. So dudes that 6 foot, got a little bit of spare change and all this other shit, they, all the girls are lining up after that person and feel like they the ones that deserve him. You got all these other men out here that are not getting busy. I'm telling y'all, why you think OnlyFans is popping? Who the hell want to subscribe to pay to watch somebody else get pleasured and pleased just so they can play with they self? You bugging. Like, it doesn't even make sense to me, but they do, and they're running up numbers, and there's certain OnlyFans models who out here getting to the bag. You know, they got people paying for feet. Now, look, whatever you float your boat, but they got people out here literally paying for pictures of feet. They getting off on somebody's feet. Like, word is born. Like, you ain't nowhere, or you could go find a woman that'll show you her foot. I don't know. But what I'm saying to y'all is that if y'all don't understand this, man, it ain't like that out here like y'all think it is. When there's certain men that attract women and stuff like that, that's something else. That's not just because it's a man. I want y'all to know that. Yeah, there are a lot of dudes out here wilding, and there are a lot of young girls out here just giving that thing away right now. I understand that. But what I'm saying to you is that's not the norm for all men. Men are not out here getting to it. They got a new situation that just happened last week, right? They had a journalist. A reporter, he was like, yo, I'm going to test this out. They went as far as having these conversations with the chatbot till it told him to commit suicide. Well, it encouraged him to get a divorce, and it encouraged him to commit suicide based on the conversation and the way that the conversation was going, versus it being a situation where sometimes people need somebody to talk to, right? That's what they do. So now they create artificial intelligence to be that for them. So now people are telling artificial intelligence their problem because they feel like, wait, they ain't going to tell nobody. They not human, boom, boom, boom. And then now the artificial intelligence is giving you advice. Like, what happened to just having an ear to listen to and a person responding to you in a way where they can let you know they're consuming what you're saying, but not necessarily having the answer for you, just being an outlet for you to get that shit up out you. Most people would feel a whole lot better with some of the things that they got going on and they just let it out. But yeah, so that is crazy, right? So that's crazy. So chatbots, AI is out here putting in the work. It's people who whose minds are a lot weaker is causing them to, you know, check out of here early. It's causing them to want to do it, and it's a bad thing because it's also affecting young girls. And I think Instagram, like, I don't know, y'all. I think Instagram coming up in 2025 going to be a lot different than what it is right now because a lot of these things are intertwining, right? And Instagram, being at Instagram, is really just a social media platform for visuals. That's really what it's about. Communication and conversation on Instagram, I mean, that's not, you know, it's a thing. People do comments and all that other shit, but it's not a communication scenario. And I know people getting people DMs and all that other corny shit, but that's just what that is. But that's not a thing. Instagram is really about the visual. It's about what it looks like. That's really it. And so many women have image issues and body issues. They keep comparing themselves to other chicks that's going out here getting surgery, and then they go and act like they've been in the gym and they ain't been in no gym. They've been under the knife, and y'all don't know it, and y'all trying to copy them, and y'all doing all these things. And I'm saying to y'all that it's really hurting a lot of these young girls. So, you know, don't be surprised if Instagram has a whole different look or a different way that is used or monitored coming up in 2025, y'all. Just get ready, all right? So, they also talked about, you know, I know the pardoning thing has been on everybody's mind too as well. That's been a really deep thing. You know, what makes it even deeper is not the fact that he pardoned his son for like 11 years worth of whatever he could have done, allegedly, right? It just goes to show, y'all, like, how much people in those positions lie. And I get it. I know people call the orange man a liar. You know, they call him a felon and all these other things. He a liar. He this, that, and the third. They basically call him all those things. And at the same time, the very same people who call him that do the same things that they call him. Because, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I mean, I think for most of us, if we had the power to help our children in any way we can, we probably would use that power too. I really don't think that's the thing that really put fam in that hot seat. What I think put fam in the hot seat is that he expected people to believe that he wasn't going to do it by saying he didn't. It's just like, you know, being honest about it, most people would think that he would regardless. He should have just been like, yo, I don't know. I got to see when the time comes, because, like, who wouldn't expect that? You know, your father being able to get you out of some trouble if he can, especially if he knows it's going to lead back to you getting in trouble too, because I think that's part of the main reason as well. But, you know, for you to say that you're not going to do it, then turn around and do it, it only makes you out to be the liar that you was calling the orange man to be. It just makes you the same and everybody around you, because all they did was lie for you too. And now they trying to tell you, you know, the view broke down. You know, they had this little thing up there talking about Charlamagne and Whoopi got into something because, you know, Whoopi said that the man didn't lie. He just said it, but he didn't lie. So I don't know how she raised her children on, you know, what a lie was and what it's not. That ain't my business either, but, the man lied, and it's on video line, and not just him, his press secretary lied, not just her, mad people on the Senate side and the Democratic side lied, you know, not just them, it's people that was in the press that's on that side, it's MSNBC reporters and all these other people, CNN, all these other, mad people said he wasn't going to do it, yeah. But now none of them are outside. MSNBC is debunked. They up for sale. CBS is tanking. They about to be for sale. That's just my opinion. They ain't said nothing that they were, but they about to be. CNN, womp, you know what I mean? They tried to book an interview with my man down in Mar-a-Lago, and he was like, nah, it ain't going to work. So they trying to get some ratings, and they tried to work it out, but that ain't happening. So they gonna be falling to the wayside too. So y'all get ready. All right, 2025 gonna be mad different, and I'm looking at it from a different perspective. Of course, they saying your boy trying to start a war on the way out and all that other shit. I get that. They also are looking at things from the economy. You know, most of us that are in a position where we think a little bit more outside the box. I think in 2025, you're going to have to find your tribe. I don't think the way that you think should be expressed to just everybody. I think this year coming up, 2025, is the year that everybody needs to set themselves up for the next 10 years. I think you need to start. I know some people feel like they should have been started. I do too. But I'm saying, if you don't at all, the next 10 years of your life is going to be crucial, because in the next 10 years, y'all, AI will be fully in an advancement mode, where a lot of the jobs that you guys do right now, they will not be there. And until they find a way to do this universal income-based thing, you guys are going to be in a little limbo space. And I don't know how much people really want to be the government to control just your money, even if it ain't earned, because that means they could cut it off and on when they want, yo. Like, they can control, like, yo, you did something that they don't like today, all right, boom, they cut all your shit off, and now you know what I'm saying? So, no, the good thing about what's going on in this year, 2025, while I'm telling you that, is because it looks like the BRICS nation that's trying to come up with the currency that's going to rally the U.S. dollar, looks like they might have a tariff being put on them if they decide to do that, which means that's going to slow that down for at least a little while. It's going to probably slow it down for at least a good 8 years. So cash is going to still be king. And I think the way that it's going to move, the economy adjusts the way it is, and there's no more wars, that, you know, I think they really going to come off that. They still going to create a digital currency, but I think the U.S. dollar is still going to be traded as the world's currency, which will still allow us to continue to move around with cash. I suggest that people put themselves in a position, just my personal opinion, that y'all find a way to cash flow, which means that you might have to find another niche of some things that could help bring you in a residual, whether you get with a group of people and y'all get y'all a few properties. Because remember, the more people got to spend, the more they like to take breaks. The more people like to vacate. The more people like to get out and get out the way. And then when inflation comes down, that means prices have come down, which means that when prices come down, that the demand is going to come up a little bit. So you got a better way to negotiate for things like properties and all that other shit. As long as it's in a position where you can negotiate, because that means everybody going to want it, then yeah, you know, because then you ain't got to accept it, right? So that's another thing. Y'all know rent high as shit right now. So it's going to be hard for people coming up. Like, when inflation come down, yo, that rent ain't going to come down, or you going to stay right there. You think you're going to go up another year, you're going to have some empty shit. That's it. You're going to have to learn how to respect people's dollar. You know, capitalists, it's nothing wrong with capitalism. It's just wrong if you understand that people ain't going to just tolerate how you treat them because you feel like you have the ability to take more from them. They're going to remember that, because shit ain't going to stay this. They ain't going to stay like that. Your boy, I don't know if y'all been paying attention, but the Orange Man, yo, he tapping the ground for the oil and gas that's here. Fam going to get them farmers that bag. So it ain't going to be a lot of food being shipped over from other places like it is now that's causing it to be so high. So, yeah, man, y'all already know things are going to come down. So I'm saying to y'all, for these next 10 years, get ready, y'all. At least let the start of 2025 be the year that everybody thinks of investing. Don't worry about whether you're going to be here or not for it. Set it up in order for you to just have the mindset that that's how you're going to move forward, because you don't know. Shit, I feel like most of y'all understand, if y'all in positions that are jobs and not careers, yo, if you in an analyst position, if you in any type of thing that involves you, that involves data, you out of all people really need to be paying attention. Either you need to start investing in AR companies, the stocks or whatever, so that way by the time it fully develops and they take it, because all it's going to do is make these companies more money than they did, because they're not having to pay for nobody's insurance, health insurance, and all that other shit. So it's going to make them more money. So that means that their stock price is going to go up. So the more you win, the more you make. So then you don't have to worry about a job if that happens to you and it's before your retirement age. You won't have to worry about that because you in with the players that they already playing with and you making the money in the background. Remember, the freedom that you need in your life ain't going to come from the fact that you just saying, I want to get up and go to bed when I want to. It comes from the fact that you in control of time. At least that's my version of freedom. It's being in control of time. I was with some of my people this weekend for my birthday, and we had this discussion, and we were talking about, well, you know, speaking of my birthday, tomorrow is actually my birthday, the 11th, which is crazy because this is episode 111, right? And my birthday is tomorrow on 12/11, and, you know, this is crazy. But we had a conversation, and we were talking, and it was like, yo, you know, what's your idea of freedom? And I realized that, you know, with the majority of, you know, the people that I were with, they were saying that it was based on them being able to do things without consequence. And I understand that too from that perspective. I was mainly the only one that was saying my version of freedom is you being in control of your time. That would be freedom for me, to me, right? And understanding that you're going to be in places where you're going to be the only person that think like you. And even in those sense, you still got to be willing to understand other people's perspectives. So I'm thankful for that because at the end of the day, whenever people share their perspectives and you're able to understand it, you're better able to understand them. And sometimes it's good to be able to understand people more so than it is to judge them, whether because they don't think like you or not, right? So let's get it together, y'all. Y'all know this year it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be a lot of things that's gonna be changing. It's gonna be a lot of emotions, but let's just stay grounded, everybody, right? Let's stay focused. Let's not give up on your purpose. Don't give up on your dreams. All the things that is set out for you, you need to do it. Don't wait. Don't go to the, if you're supposed to be in that gym, get in the gym. Don't let it be a New Year's resolution. Let it be a new you resolution. A new you, not New Year. Because for all of us out here, really, your year starts and stops on your birthday. So whenever your birthday comes, that's when your personal New Year starts, right? That this all this stuff about January 1st, okay, that's a thing. But just realize when the number on the year change, you know, you want to be a person that's going into it better than you were the day before, not just the year before. So let's get focused, y'all. If you got this platform, especially if you got a podcast, remember RSS feed. I have a link in the description. Take the audio version of your platform serious. I promise y'all, it'll help you when it comes down to you not having a guest or whenever you do have a guest. Or if you're a person that does podcasts where you interview people in person, understand if you don't have a guest or if your guest quit and you decide not to do a show, then what does that do for your business? Nothing. You got to make sure your show go even if people go. And that means that you got to be focused. So the audio version of your platform, remember, have a show prepared even if your people that's supposed to come on don't come on. Let's get the audio versions out. Let's get Spotify, Apple, and all these other places. Become a publisher. Create a catalog, right? These are things that you could pass down. These are assets that you could pass down later on. I'm giving y'all a game, man. People aren't going to tell y'all this. They're going to keep making y'all think podcasts is just this part right here, what you see. YouTube, you know, all that other shit. Nah, you know, this is... It goes beyond that. You know what I mean? The audio version. There are people right now driving in cars listening to me right now. They're not looking at me. They driving trucks. They listening, right? And so that's the same thing that you got to be on when it comes to your platform. One thing about podcasters, y'all know content creators. I'm a supporter of all content creators. When I come up, when I get information, I get a game out on here. It ain't nothing that I'm going to hold back, right? Because it's enough room for all of us. And only the strong survive. I'm gonna be real, yo. I don't care about how many of y'all out here on the court. Only the strong survive, yo. So it's no need to be concerned that you're in a position where you feel like everybody is doing it, everybody not doing it. Think about it. They're WNBA stars and they're NBA stars. Everybody ain't doing it. So, you know, just put it to you like that. Just because it's a lot of people in that space, that don't mean nothing. You still are one of one. You can stand out. You can fire up the conversations, or you could have an interview style. I don't know. Journalism is on the rise right now because freedom of speech has been attacked for so long. So, yo, get in your bag if you're a content creator. If you're a film, if you're filming skits, short films, whatever, yo, get to it. Like, let's get to it, y'all. Streaming networks have taken over. Cable is about to be obsolete, right? There's about to be no more cable. I'm only putting this out here now. I'm predicting by at least 2028, you could probably believe that if there's a household that still is operating off of cable, like traditional cable, you already know. They you know, one step in into one of those little homes where they get assisted living or something, you know, because I'm be honest with you, man, cable about to go out the door, so streaming is about to be, and they need content. Don't think that it's enough. It's not enough. Y'all see what Country Wayne doing out here? Country Wayne got he got it popping right now, like soap operas. He done allow so many different people to have storylines under his name. It's like he created the modern day soap opera. And I'm feeling like, yo, did y'all remember how popular soap operas was back in the day? Now we got the advantage to do it now. Let's get to it. Series. Let's get to it, y'all. Skits. Let's get to it. Short films, full-length films. Let's get to it, y'all. All 2025. No excuse. Get to it. All my content creators, let's make this shit shake, y'all. All right? Let's not be scared to be you, right? So often people tell us who we are, you know, confidence. People don't like when you're confident, you know. People don't like when you're confident. People don't like when you believe in yourself. People want to have the power to tell you who you are and who you ain't. They don't understand that you have the power to believe and be who you are, not in other people. So sometimes you got to make sure, people just got to be mad at you for how you feel about yourself. But if you don't believe in you, nobody else will. That's just my motto, you know. So look, before we get out of here, I definitely appreciate all y'all that jumped on tonight that's watching right now. If you guys are watching me on Facebook, please hit the follow button. If you're watching me on YouTube right now, please hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification bell so you know when we go live. I will be back live on January 2nd. We come back with the first show of the new year, of the new season, and we're just going to keep going. We're going to get to 200 shows this year. And it's going to be dope. I didn't miss not one Tuesday of 2024. I only missed one Tuesday of 2023. That's because my birthday last year was on Tuesday. That's why it's on Wednesday tomorrow. So, you know, that's the only time that I miss. And we're going to keep pushing. And we're going to keep going. And we're going to keep growing. I pray that all of y'all have a great holiday. All of y'all be safe out here this holiday. Remember, there are people out here looking to take. So be mindful of that. Also understand that during this season and stuff, don't make emphasis on gifts. If you got people around you that's going to make emphasis on gifts and they know what type of situation you in, then I'm saying you got the wrong people around you, right? People got to understand, like, yo, what's going on right now ain't always going to stay. You got to be willing to water the plant. You got to be willing to water the plant. And if people are not willing to water the plant with you, they ain't got no business being with you when it's time for the harvest. That's just the bottom line. Like, be intentional about your life, right? So let's get that. All right. So, again, shout out to all the sponsors. If you guys need Sparking Conversation merch, y'all know what to do. Hit me up personally. I'll get y'all the links and y'all can go share it. You know we got the oils, so the oils are out there. You guys go check out the catalog of the oils. Second round libido boosting drink. The shots are here. Y'all know what to do. The links will be in the description. Y'all guys, get your life back, right? Don't sit around here and just deal with things just the way that they are. You could go click the link in the description. It'll take you and it'll show you. It'll break down the description of everything that this does. This is a powerful shot. For $25, I'm telling y'all, this is a powerful shot. It does so much. for your body. And I want y'all guys to understand, like, you know, there are things out here that you're not telling us. So I want y'all to go get the information for yourself. Remember V Atlas Wine. We got the wine tastings coming up in the spring. We're going to be doing pop-ups and a whole nine. I want my people to come out there, taste this wine. And look, if you're feeling like you need it in your life, you know what to do. We're going to have it available for you to cop it at the same time. But we're getting out there. So that's what I'm saying. 2025 is going up. So double shout out to all my guests. Double shout out to the content, the comments. Double shout out to everybody that watched us this year. Don't worry, for the next few weeks or so, although I won't be live, you will still be seeing clips drop every day. I will be, you know, bringing up some of the things that we have gone through this year, some of the conversations I've had with people. I will be dropping clips that I have never dropped before from them. Right. And to keep everything going so you guys will be prepared for, you know, the new season coming up in 2025. Right. So without further ado, I just want y'all all to be safe out here. Again, double salute. This is my birthday podcast. This is the last podcast of the season. This is episode 111. And, you know, it's just a fly time to be in, yo. Word up. I definitely appreciate all the love I've gotten this year, all the support that I've gotten this year, all the views, the shares, the comments, the likes. I appreciate everything that I have gotten this year. I look forward to doing more for the people and servicing the people even better coming up this year, 2025, and on season 3. All right. So double salute to y'all. I definitely appreciate it. And again, like I tell y'all each and every week, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until 2025, peace.